Spring is here. Dogwoods are in full bloom in Georgia, and that means it's time for an annual Atlanta tradition, the Dogwood Festival. This weekend's events at Piedmont Park is a landmark year for the festival, 80 years strong. Later on, we'll meet one of the artists at the fest, but first, let's learn more about the tree that gives the festival its name. Our producer, Sean Powers, is at Piedmont Park, where the festival starts in just a few hours. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you? Who do you have with you?
We have Valerie Van Sweden. She's the curator over at the Goizueta Gardens at the Atlanta History Center. She's going to tell us a little bit more about the dogwood tree. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, Valerie, if you could just kind of start off here. Now, the dogwood is native to Georgia. Is that correct?
It is. It's our Cornus florida is its botanical name, and it's native all on the East Coast here.
Okay, how did it get its unbotanical name?
Well, the botanical name itself means horn and free flowering because it's a very hardwood. But the dogwood tree is probably a variation on the Old English dagwood, which was something that the wood may have been used for by butchers to make daggers, which were meat skewers. So it's probably a variation on that.
Sounds lovely. Well, you know, we were talking about this earlier, but the tree actually has, there's a meaning behind the tree. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, in Victorian times, they used different flowers in kind of a flower language. And one of the things that a dogwood blossom or a cluster of blossoms, a young man might send them to a young lady he was interested in. And if she received them, it was a signal, yeah, I'm interested in you too. But if she rejected them and returned them, that meant just move along, sir.
We're going to have to leave it there. That is Sean Powers with Valerie Van Sweden. She is the curator of historic gardens and living collections at the Atlanta History Center. Valerie and Sean, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.